the new models.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Stocks fast out of the gate this morning. The Dow is up 122 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Bill Meth. Join Tom Merriam and me Saturday at 8 on WVOX 1460 and WVOX.com for the Metro Golf Show. We'll talk to Paul Azinger and USGA President Glenn Nager, plus a Metro Golf Show tour, a tip of the week, and rules of the game. So tune us in before you tee off on what the Daily News calls the best local radio show covering golf. That's Saturday morning on WVOX 1460 and WVOX.com. The Metro Golf Show is brought to you in part by the Metropolitan Golf Association, Barbados Tourism, the Paramount Country Club, and Bridgestone Golf.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
How about the forecast for today? Calling for a cloudy day with numerous showers and some thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and this evening. Our highs, lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, some locally heavier overnight, low temperatures in the upper 60s. Friday's weather's looking mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and an isolated thunderstorm again. Our high temperatures for tomorrow, generally in the upper 70s to near 80 on northeast winds. A few showers at night, upper 60s. Saturday, early clouds. Might be a morning shower, then partly sunny. High temperatures for the day will reach the lower 80s. Sunshine, mid-80s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Why pay for radio when it's free right here?
It's the future right now.
All you got to do is
listen and love it.
VOX.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lebensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2013, the 21st day of summer. We have lost less than 1 minute of daylight since yesterday, 11 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 5:33 this morning. It will set at 8:28 this evening. We will have 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight today. Yes, we are losing a minute or two a day, and that will continue until, of course, the winter solstice, round about December 21st. The moon rose at 8:51 this morning. It will set at 10:05 tonight. We are between new moon and first quarter. Next full moon will be on July 22nd. We don't have the tide table for you today, but the tide will rise twice and will set twice, as it has since time immemorial, infinity, eternity, etc. Now, our regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Sergeant Justin Richard Rogers, age 25, of Barton, New York. He was a Screaming Eagle with the 101st Airborne Division, died from a non-combat-related incident at Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan, on June 28th. Private Errol D. Milliard, age 18, of Birmingham, Alabama. He was with the 36th Engineer Brigade, killed when the enemy attacked his unit with a rocket-propelled grenade on patrol in Farah Province on July 4th, our nation's birthday. That was a week ago today. First Sergeant Tracy L. Stapley, age 44, of Clearfield, Utah, with the 139th Medical Brigade. He was an Army reservist, died in a non-combat-related incident in Qatar, not Afghanistan, July 3rd. And the last person that we honor is Specialist Hilda I. Clayton, age 22, of Augusta, Georgia. She was with the 21st Signal Brigade. There was an accident in Jalalabad which killed her. A mortar weapon system failed, causing a catastrophic explosion during a training exercise for the Afghanistan National Army. That was in Kargahi, Afghanistan, on July 2nd. These three American service men and one American service woman were alive on the date of our last broadcast 2 weeks ago. Each death is a great loss to his and her family and to all Americans. I look forward to the day when the conflict in Afghanistan and all the other conflicts come to an end and there are no more deaths to report. Time for the Culture Quarter, my reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. Well, we saw the Westchester Philharmonic's program a week ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. It consisted of Beethoven's Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus, Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto in A Minor, and Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. This was originally scheduled for last November, but Hurricane Sandy had other ideas, and it forced the postponement of this particular program until the other Friday. It was supposed to be all Beethoven, but rehearsal schedules forced a change from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 to the Schumann. Too bad. Schumann does not really belong on a Beethoven program. While Jeremy Denk, the pianist, is a virtuoso who played the piece beautifully, it just doesn't measure up. It is the difference between a minor league baseball player and a major leaguer on the All-Star team. The difference between a racehorse and a plow horse. Well, you get the idea. There is a reason we hear of certain composers more than others. Beethoven, Mozart, Johann Sebastian Bach, Tchaikovsky, Grieg, Chopin. In any case, Denk was great. He's a fine, fine pianist. I would have loved to have heard him play the originally scheduled Beethoven Concerto No. 3, but of course, hurricanes are hurricanes. The Creatures of Prometheus Overture was a bright, short piece, which the orchestra played very well. But the sublime Sixth Symphony is what made this concert truly worthwhile. Beethoven's only piece, which he named for a mood and the lightest of his symphonies. This one, the Pastoral, which is about farms and shepherds, portrays the peaceful, natural world of forest, farm, or shepherds. A couple of places clearly evoke the natural world, the birdsong in the second movement, and thunder in the fourth. But throughout, there is the feeling of being in and within nature. A wonderful piece. Beethoven wrote 9 symphonies, 7 of them great, 2 clearly inferior, and his symphonies are arguably the best of the best, alongside the equally great 40th of Mozart. But Mozart had to write 41 symphonies to get one really great one. Beethoven wrote 9 to get 7 really great ones. Mozart, of course, was one of the greatest composers of all time, so that's not to take away from him, but the genre of symphony belongs especially to Beethoven. So, to hear this fine orchestra play this fine piece was really a great treat. And you'll always get a fine effort from these musicians at the Westchester Philharmonic. It just depends on the program, really. The venue is in Purchase at Purchase College. If you like good music, go to their website. Just Google Westchester Philharmonic. That'll get you there. And pick from among the programs to decide which one you'd like to attend. But attend you must. This orchestra is a truly fine world-class group, and the conductors they bring, in this case Tito Munoz, are superior. I repeat, if you like real serious music, attend you must. Okay, my guest today is Mark Darlow, author of the new children's book, I Wonder What It's Like to Be, and composer of the song of the same name, which goes along with the book. Mark was CEO of a major graphics corporation in New York City for many years. He is a founding member of the Spina Bifida Association of Central New Jersey, the New Jersey Wheelchair Association. He is presently trustee and past president of the Graphic Communication Scholarship Foundation. A poet, songwriter, and singer, now publisher and producer of children's books. Welcome, Mark Darlow.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me today.
Good morning. Thanks for coming to our studio. Mark lives in Manhattan, and he came up to New Rochelle to be with us. Now, your whole career, actually, for many years, was CEO of a major graphics company, worked round the clock, had over 140 employees. How did you get from that to author and publisher?
Well, I stayed in the industry. I still am in the industry, selling materials, in fact, for a company out of Jersey City called the Graphic Art Supply Company. And, well, it's always been my hobby since I'm a kid, you know, to write stories and poems, and especially my poems. You know, they tell me I'm the most decorated guy in refrigerators in the world. I write under the name of Walrad.
Walrad.
Darlow spelled backwards.
Oh.
Used to be, my father actually started that with his name, Nat Darlow, spelling that backwards, Tan Walrad.
Actually, it'd be Walrad Tan if you want to go all the way.
Well, yeah, but he did it that way. I just used
we do
the
that
Walrad,
sometimes.
Right. I can go back to remembering a story I wrote when I was in the eighth grade, One night, it was a stormy night, and I was all alone. We had this Underwood typewriter that we had, a portable. And I was sitting in my parents' bedrooms typing away, just writing how scary it is on a stormy night. So I wrote, I don't know, a half a dozen, 8, 10 pages. I just kept typing and typing and typing. And the next day, I brought it in. I don't know why, but I gave it to my English teacher. You know, and I said, is this something good for a report? He went ahead and he read it to the class, spent the whole class.
So that was your first memory of creating something.
I've always wondered what happened to that story.
I wonder what it's like.
It could have been a movie I've seen. I don't even remember it at this point. Right.
So now this book, I wonder, do you actually, we have a couple of minutes. I think we're going to play the song in any case, but I think, let's wait till we come back from the break. I think we don't want to crunch it so much. The name of the book is I Wonder What It's Like to Be. I have it in front of me. It's a lovely children's book. It's very well illustrated. And the
it started off as a song. Right? I picked up the song one day. It was just, and I was singing it to a bunch of kids at different times. And people kept saying, you got to make a book. You got to make a book. I remember going to work in the morning and showing it to my my present employer, you know, and singing it to him, you know. I was so excited about the whole idea. And then all of a sudden, okay, make a book. So before I knew it, I have a book and I have a song. My biggest problem right now is getting the two pieces together. I'm working on that.
How so? You know? Because you can buy the book.
You can buy the book separately on Amazon, you can buy the song.
Right. Or you can listen to the song on your website.
Right. But people have to have two venues to do that. I'm trying to work on right now how to put the book and the song together. But if you want to get the book itself, you go to Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Right? Or it's like $7.50. Or you can go to Kindle, $2.99. Or you for 99 cents on iTunes, you can get the song. Okay? What I have done also is I put a student-teacher imagination pack together where you get four books and 100 of these mini editions, which is an 8.5, 11 folded in half, has the whole book inside. So as teachers are reading the book and showing the children the book, they can follow along as well.
So it's like thumbnail
right. And I do that for $59, or you can have for 10 books with 200 minis for $99, you know.
Okay, the commercial details that they can get on the website. Just give what the name of the website is.
iwonderdoyou.com.
Okay.
And I wonder do that. You now, can hear me sing the song. You can see the book go by and so forth.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to have to take a break right now in a couple of minutes. Now, hang on a second. Let's just close out. I can't find my words. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. I am Bob Levensohn. This is Environmentally Sound. If you are listening in Leonia, Egg Harbor Township, Tuckerton, Brigantine, or New Egypt, New Jersey, you have logged on to www.wbox.com. You are listening live. My guest is Mark Darlow, author and songwriter and publisher, and we will be right back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
I'm Lillian Wu. A new development in the George Zimmerman trial. The judge deciding the jury may consider lesser charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter.
The defense doesn't want these lesser charges in there. Defense attorney for Zimmerman, Don West, saying they believe the state charged Zimmerman with second-degree murder and that they should either prove that beyond a reasonable doubt or George Zimmerman is not guilty.
Fox's Phil Keating in Sanford, Florida. In the trial of U.S. Army Private Bradley Manning, the defense resting after calling 9 witnesses over 3 days.
The prosecution took 5 weeks to lay out its case against Manning, allegedly shipping more than 700,000 classified files, videos, and other material to the website WikiLeaks.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. And in Quebec, 20 bodies have been found in the aftermath of the worst railway disaster in North America in decades. 30 are still missing. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Fox News Early Prime, breaking down business news and its impact on your bottom line. Your World with Neil Cavuto.
That's how I do business. That's why I am business.
Bold positions and brash opinions on the topics America is buzzing about. The Five.
How do you think this will set in with the American people?
This will be the pulse of the nation.
Washington insight and political know-how from the best in the Beltway. Special report with Brett Baird.
The epicenter of the political world is here.
The number one place for fair and balanced coverage. Fox News Channel.
What's wrong with working hard to make our lives and our kids' lives better? Nothing. At Fox Business, we don't have a problem with success. We have a very big problem with those who get in the way of it. We don't come out of the box bashing those who make money, just the politicians stealing it and the bureaucracies wasting it. We're not just sitting behind a desk. We're out in the field, on the floor, with the folks. Because when a story moves forward, so do we.
Fox Business, the power to prosper. Check your local listings.
What do Leanne Rimes, Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Blues Traveler have in common? Not much, except that you can see them and more of your favorite artists every Sunday at Empire City Casino's Summer Concert Series starting June 16th. Tickets start at just $15, and while you're there, try your luck at the all-new Empire City Casino, now with more table games and over 5,300 slots. Plus, enjoy new restaurants and monthly giveaways. For more information and to get your tickets today, visit EmpireCityCasino.com.
Now in Westchester, for corporate travel, executive transportation, and custom limousine service, the leader, clearly, is Excel. After two decades in the county, Rich Guberti's Excel Transportation Service does just that. Specializing in sedans, limos, and 14-passenger vans, Excel is the new class of the fleet and the Westchester leader in terms of cars, service, resources, and the quality of their Excel drivers. Most of the Golden Apple's blue-chip companies have, in fact, in recent years, switched to Excel for local transportation and city-to-city service to Washington, Albany, Baltimore, Hartford, Boston, and Philadelphia at rates even less than rail or air. And you can use them too for a trip into town, the airport, or any special occasion. Call President Rich Guberti at Excel Headquarters, EXCEL Transportation, 576-9797, 914-576-9797. These days in Westchester, the new car service leader, because Excel excels. 576-9797.
Go global on WVOX.com. Call David O'Shaughnessy for more information. 914-636-1460.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. I am Bob Levinsohn. This is Environmentally Sound. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. My guest is Mark Darlow. Author, songwriter, publisher, producer, and actually he sings the song which you're about to hear. He has written this wonderful little children's book, I Wonder What It's Like to Be. It's about a child who wonders what it's like to be all kinds of different things. It's a very short piece. It is available on his website, iwonderwhatitslike2be.com.
iwonderdoyou.com.
iwonderdoyou.com. You can listen to the song for free. It's just right there, iwonderdoyou.com. Just click on it. If you want to have it on all your devices to download it, it's, I think, 99 cents. It's very little. And the book itself is quite reasonable as well, which you can buy from your website or from Amazon. Or
right.
Whatever it is. Okay. We are about to play the song. It's called I Wonder What It's Like to Be. And visualize, as you hear the song, this very adorable book, very well illustrated, nicely colorful children's book, which has the lyrics in it, too. So let's hear the song.
I walk around and wonder. I've a hat that says I do. As I see new things, I wonder. Do you wonder too? I wonder what it's like to be a bird up in a tree. I wonder what it's like to be a tree. I wonder what it's like to be a chipmunk running free. I wonder what it's like to be a flea. I wonder what it's like to see the world up in a plane. I wonder if I'd like to be a bull and live in Spain. I wonder what it's like making honey like a bee. And I wonder if they wonder what it's like to be me. Birds and bees go together, just like birds of a feather. They flap their wings, they always sing. They never mind the weather. I wonder what it's like to be a fish out in the sea. I wonder what it's like to swim around so happily. I wonder what it's like to be most anything but me. And I wonder if they wonder what it's like to be me.
Well, that's just a wonderful song, Mark.
Thank you.
I love it. I've heard it before, and I've been playing it at home, and I've been singing it in the shower. I mean, it's just it's a very catchy tune. The book is delightful. It's wonderful. The illustrations are terrific.
Yeah, tell them, a lot of parents tell me it's become their bedtime story.
It's a great
bedtime song.
It's a great book, and some of the illustrations, like I wonder what it's like to be a flea. I got this bulldog looking thing just flicking fleas off them. And they look like fleas. I mean, the illustrator, he didn't just put little dots. Yeah. They're fleas.
Juan Rodriguez, terrific guy.
Juan Rodriguez is the illustrator. Yeah. And it's just nice. So iwonderdoyou.com
is
the website. And I certainly recommend that you look at it. It doesn't cost you anything to look. It doesn't cost you anything to play the song. And then if you are inspired to actually own it, it won't cost you very much at all. And it will delight your children. Okay, Mark, here's something interesting about Amazon. They have a division, you tell me, which I had never heard of before. It's called a Create Space Division.
Right. They print everything direct, okay, on demand, as it's called. When somebody orders 1, 2, 3 books, whatever it may be, they print and they send it out to either you or anybody else.
You mean they just print?
One at a time. That's the future of publishing today.
Wow.
It's a on-demand one at a time. And, of course, the electronic version, the Kindle versions, which, this book is available on also. You know, there's still so many books that are shredded today because they're printed and it's wasted.
To an environmentalist is a disaster.
Yeah, it's definitely. So, a lot of people, including myself, don't like what's going on in the printing industry because we're losing a lot of printing. Due to the what's being saved through the digital world and the on-demand world, but it does save a lot of trees, a lot of paper.
I get that. What I don't see. I mean, I can see how the digital things are readily available, but isn't there a setup with every? I mean, in traditional printing, there was setup costs.
You can't imagine the amount of business that Amazon has to be doing. I mean, they're printing countless thousands and thousands and thousands of books every day,
So how do they, what setup? Is there no setup? You just push buttons?
There's no plates anymore. The machine that this is printed on is most likely called an Indigo. It's a machine that's a on-demand printing press. They send the file
to it. But
that's
to load the stock, right?
Well, the stock is there, though. It's probably there. It's probably set up, between all the other machines they have with all the different work they do. It's probably systemized.
Wow.
I write a lot of my poetry on a system called Sendout Cards, where I take pictures of people and I put them on cards and I write them a poem and I send it out to them. That also is done one at a time, one greeting card at a time. There are lots of systems like this out there that are done on either sophisticated copying devices or, real printing machines like Indigo.
But then again, even with copying, if you want 100 copies of something, you put it in and you walk away. If you want one copy, that's manpower. Somebody's doing it. But it's somebody sitting at a console, says, all right, print out one of these books, and it'll just print out?
Yeah, it's a system. The system is there.
And no ink bleed or anything
I mean, again, I'm not in their production environment, but I just know seeing a lot of it over the years what can be done. And it's done that way today.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so this is I Wonder What It's Like to Be, and it begs sequels. It begs for this young boy. He doesn't have a name, does he?
Oh, Wonder.
Oh, his name is Wonder.
His name is Wonder, right. The character is Wonder. Juan's done a great caricature of him, right? And, I actually use it on my web, on my personal site. I am Wonder.
People are going to start naming their kids Wonder after this book.
I've already written the second, the next book. Yeah. I already have 5 or 6 ideas. I don't spend that much time on it because, I work all day. But at night or weekends, I'll sit down and I'll play around. I've created the circus edition.
Oh.
I wonder what it's like when the circus comes to town. I wonder what it's like to be a clown, and so forth. It goes right through like that.
And there must be many other applications for it, even educational ones or career prep.
Absolutely. It's going to go on and on, hopefully. But right now, one at a time, and we'll see what happens in the near future. But I do look forward to a series.
Okay, so what we're looking at here is one child's book with a series to come. The website, iwonderdoyou.com. I've been there, and it tells you everything you need to know. You just have to touch the arrow, and you can listen to the song as many times as you want to. It's really nice. But I caution you, if you listen too many times, you won't be able to get it out of your head like I can. It's really delightful. You were a CEO of a major graphics company in New York for many years.
Right.
That certainly is different from this, but it.
Cardinal Type Service, Cardinal Communications Group, Cardinal right. Press.
But in addition to all that, you do charitable works. You have been with the Spina Bifida Association.
I started the Spina Bifida Association of Central New Jersey years ago. Also, I then brought in the New Jersey Wheelchair Athletic Association. My son is a terrific wheelchair basketball player. Uh-huh. Right, he won 3 out of 4 national basketball titles at the University of Illinois as a GIS kid. I've been very active with that. Of course, in the last few years, he's grown and he's kind of taken over my job. So I'm off now doing things in the graphic arts industry, like the foundation for the scholarships, which I started. Just recently we gave away 37 scholarships.
So you're just a busy guy. I mean, always
busy. And keep busy selling materials and, keep myself out there with my clients all the time. And, I'm very happy and writing a lot. I'm published here and there. There's a local Pennsylvania newspaper just printed my 4th of July poem I wrote just for them, which came out pretty nice, a short little piece. I've been working on sonnets.
Really?
I'm trying to develop sonnets. I want to do a book on sonnets if I ever have the time. So I'm slowly building it.
And now you have a publishing company, so you can do
that. I've created Wallred Press, which is what's publishing my book. But, of course, it's only a first shot. Mm-hmm. I also have Wallred.com. I love for people to request me to write poems. People that come to me to write poems, love poems, poems, for introductions.
So you're a romantic, basically.
Oh, of course, of course. That's the that's the fun of writing poetry, getting to people's heart.
Okay, so iwonderdoyou.com is the name of the website. You can peruse these materials, listen to the song at your leisure for no cost at all. It's a delightful song, and so you really need to get a look at this book. It's really a lovely, lovely book, and I think your kids are going to really enjoy it. If you have any grandkids or nieces, nephews, or anybody anybody.
Because of this, it took me into a voiceover just a simple voiceover that I did for somebody recently.
Okay, we're going to have to quit.
Okay.
But
thanks for having me, Bob.
Hey, I'd like to thank Mark Dollar for joining us in our studio today. This song/book combination, which Mark has created, seems to me to be a great tool for encouraging children and getting them involved in directions of their own lives. Hard to say what influences children. Just think back on your own childhood and see what it is that you remember. Our thought for the week, Einstein's most memorable, seems apt. Imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited to all we now know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and understand. I am Bob Leventhal, chronicler of the demise.
A local station with a national reputation.
This is a great